Morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surface, the second day of the show. I'm in the AHF products area, and I'm with Brian Carson, the CEO. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You sound enthusiastic. I'm glad to hear. I haven't talked to you since the LM Flooring 7 months ago. Most people know AHF Products is owned by American Industrial Partners, who actually also bought...
Just recently is in the process of acquiring Masco's business. That's a giant today. But for us, yes, we're better known by, you know, Bruce, Robbins, Hartco, Capella, Homewood, LM. It's the best in the industry. And we make it, you know, in the and around the world. So it's been awfully busy, little hoarse, but really an invigorating show.
Yeah, actually, let me get a little more depth on that. Armstrong's hardwood business has been traditionally mostly produced here. And when you bought LM Flooring, which is down in Texas, they actually have Cambodia and Shanghai, right?
We are just world-class solid producers in the United States and rotary engineered, but didn't have capability or mass capabilities to do sauna space products. And that's just a huge part of the market and hardwood part. And when we started looking around the world about how do we vertically integrate into that, I didn't want to be just a reseller in the market. And I think LM is at the top of that pack. So we acquired the business. And ever since we acquired it, we've been growing it as fast as we can. I mean, the construction that's going on there is fantastic because the demand has been fantastic.
Wasn't a tough sale to AIP?
No, AI business, because they saw a tremendous opportunity to create value and grow it. It's a fragmented industry, not a lot of focus, not a lot of folks investing in the category. And we look at this as a tremendous opportunity to invest in something that, quite frankly, is getting ignored. Heck, 90% of what I saw upstairs is imitating what we do. In a way, it's a compliment. We've been absolutely swamped today and yesterday with people looking for hardwood. You have to look for hardwood on that floor upstairs. We not only have it under all these brands, but we make it. So it's been an exciting show.
You know, I went to Domatex, Germany, and saw where they've signed a European Green Deal about recycle, and everybody's worried about the plastics in the ocean and everything. And you're selling a product that's all natural, right?
Absolutely. It's not only natural, it's renewable. In our plant in Cambodia, we're peeling acacia for our cores, which renews every 5 or 6 years. So not only is it's renewable on a fast basis. So it's really the aspirational product, it's the natural product, and it's a sustainable product. It's a trifecta.
Let me ask you about this, maybe the whole why wood question. We do know, because we look at the statistics, that last year the hardwood business had a little bit of a drop in volume on the dollar side, and a little share has been taken by the imitators. When do you think this stabilizes, levels out, and people decide that maybe wood is what they really want after all?
I mean, I think it is stabilizing, and for our business, it's certainly growing. But why not wood? Wood is the product that everybody wants. At the end of the day, that's the product that everybody wants. And if it wasn't the product that everybody wanted, 90% of what's upstairs wouldn't be imitating it. So it's the product that people want. People ultimately settle for less. It may be for a good reason. It may be because it's more water resistant. They perceive it to be more durable. Could be at a lower price point. All those things are solvable. These products that we've launched, the waterproof wood that's 100% wood with the new Densitec core, the product is the Jenka hardnesses are off the charts in terms of for durability to pets, and the values that we're able to provide with our new technologies. I think we're getting into the zone where people don't have to compromise. They can have it all.
So I'm hearing that you come in here, you've got this area here right off the show floor, and that you've been spending a lot of time, and you've got 60 new collections and 500 new SKUs. Is that right?
In 12 months. Absolutely.
That's pretty busy.
I mean, if you go into that showroom right now, you just were in the showroom, there's nothing in that showroom that's not a new product, and the showroom is just jammed with people. That's all new stuff in the last 6 months and what we'll be launching over the next 3 months.
You know, Brian, it's no secret that I think your background is on the manufacturing side. You know, most people know you were at Armstrong, then you were at Mohawk, now you're here at AHF Products. What have you done as far as improve the manufacturing of the legacy plants that you're making products in here in the United States?
So of those 60-some-odd launches that we have, over half of them are actually out of our U.S. plants. And there were investments in equipment that we've made, the Mark Bow collection, which we're in the process of launching, Barnwood Builders, Mark Bow. He envisioned new styling that we could bring, and we had to be able to create machinery that allows us to do it. We were able to do that in 2-3 months. So whether it's gloss levels, textures, color capabilities, both offshore and in the United States, the new waterproof technologies, all that took investments. It took wonderful stylists, artisans to create those visuals, but at the end of the day, the plants had to actually be able to produce them. And our ability, by being in one building, having the technical people and the creative people under one roof with a can-do attitude and a make-it-happen spirit, we've been able to accomplish tremendous amounts of things in a short period of time.
Well, that's good to hear. Let me ask you this, too. You rattled off your brands, your Bruce, your Robbins, Hartco, Homerwood. You're setting those up so that your routes to market can vary, right? So
sure.
That you're not competing against yourself, and you can go direct, you can go through distribution, however's the best way, right?
Our distributors are in the business to provide products to their retailers and to make money. And our retailers are in the job of providing products to the consumer and making money doing it. And if you can't segment the channels right with products and with brands, you limit the ability for both your distributors and your retailers to be profitable with your products, and then they look elsewhere. So our stable of brands, which are really in wood, they're the world-class brands, and our product capabilities not allow us to segment the channels, the direct channels of distribution, the distributed channels of distribution. We're able to segment them with brands and with technologies and with styling so everybody can make money selling our products and grow their business with us. And I think that's what's happening.
Let me just ask one last question. When you look in that room full of products, what are you most attracted to? Pick your favorite child.
Yeah, I'm a technical. I think the Hydropel technologies is just a wonderful technology. There's really no all-wood waterproof products out there. There's plenty of wood on plastic, but this is 100% wood. I think that's a technical innovation. It creates a real and perceived value to the consumer. That's exciting for me. I think the new glosses and textures that we've been able to come out with across the board has just been phenomenal work by the styling team. But at the end of the day, we're in the business to run a business. What excited me the most is that I couldn't even move around in the room. We had so many customers in there excited about what we produced.
That's great. It's good to hear. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Brian Carson, the CEO of AHF Products, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.